This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Fax 989-463-1713, regarding Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N-E-B. It's E, B like boy, Y. Date of birth, July 16th of 1942. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Eby with stage 2 chronic kidney disease, history of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, hypertension, and mild hyponatremia. Her last visit was June 7th of 2021. She has gained 16 pounds over the last year. She's had intermittent pain in the left upper quadrant after she's had diverticulitis and diverticulosis, she believes. It does come and go, and it's not present at this time. No known infection with COVID-19, and she has had 3 of the COVID-19 vaccinations, messenger RNA type, without side effects or adverse events. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea or chest pain, no edema or claudication symptoms. She has nocturia, but no incontinence, no cloudiness or blood, no orthopnea or PND. Medication list is reviewed. Since last year, she stopped fish oil, she stopped over-the-counter potassium, and she stopped oral iron. Otherwise, she is on omeprazole and toprol, 50 milligram once a day, in addition to several supplements, and low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 258 pounds, pulse 75. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Respirations are 120 over 66. The patient is alert and oriented. Color is good. No respiratory distress. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, minimal left upper quadrant tenderness. No guarding. Normal bowel sounds, no edema or claudication, or no edema or ulcerations on the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 31st, 2022. Creatinine 0.9 with estimated GFR greater than 60, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.6, sodium is 134, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 2 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension currently well controlled, and mild hyponatremia, and history of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug exposure. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 to 12 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet and will avoid excessive fluid intake. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.